Wanted to welcome you all to another episode of the Live Better, the Jason Beck Show. I'm your host, Jason Beck. And on this, for today, I'm actually going to do a devotional for you. Devotional slash sermon again. And I think that's the route that I'm mainly going to be going. You know, for if you know anyone that enjoys devotionals or sermons, you know, please share this with others. I might occasionally slip in a topic-based program and talk about it. But right now I feel led by the Lord to share His Word with each and every one of you. So for today, it's going to be out of Matthew chapter 6, verse 14. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. You know, a lot of times in our life, we tend to skip over certain scriptures, or we tend to forget about things. You know, a lot of it, you know, we tend to forget that, you know, forgiveness is not just it's not just about Jesus and forgiving you for your sins or when you do something wrong. And I really like this verse where it says your heavenly Father will also forgive you when you forgive others of their trespasses. And I believe in my heart, you know, and then I'm trying to find the right words that, you know, to describe this. So basically, you know, what I'm trying to convey to each and every one of you, you know, is don't take it lightly when it comes to forgiveness. Don't push it off to the side where I'm going to forgive that person tomorrow, or I'll forgive that person in an hour, or that person's never apologized to me, so why should I forgive them? You know, that's not what it should be about. We should be doers of the Word. So when Jesus tells you in His Word that you, in order for you to be forgiven, you have to forgive others, we need to take that seriously. Because that one thing, unforgiveness, if you do not forgive other people, why should Jesus forgive you? Or me, or any one of us? So we don't want to be in that wrong line of going down the broad path because of one thing in our lives, unforgiveness. Where we love the Lord, but we're stuck in hell for eternity because we didn't forgive others. This is a very serious thing when it comes to forgiveness. So I wanted to challenge each of you this week, today, right now, this moment. I want you to go through, if you have to write down each person that you have not forgiven, and forgive that person. It means you get to pick up the phone or send them a text message or call them and say, hey, I forgive you. You know, if you're not talking to that person, okay, you can still forgive them. Forgive that person. And your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. Let's go ahead and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, I pray that that this short little devotional and this short little verse that I shared with others will touch people's hearts, ignite their hearts for forgiveness, remind them that we need to forgive in order to be forgiven by you. I think sometimes, Lord, you know, people, we tend to overlook that. Or we hold on to a grudge and bitterness and anger too long. That's no excuse, by any means. But remind us every day, convict our hearts if we're holding unforgiveness. And I just pray for strength for everyone. And I just pray for everyone to forgive others so that they can be forgiven. Heal anyone that's not feeling well. Help everyone. Give blessings to everyone. If there's anyone that doesn't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, repent of your sins, turn from your sins, turn from your wicked ways. Ask Jesus to forgive you, but don't forget to forgive others. Ask Jesus to forgive you, to come into your heart, to come into your life, and to disciple you and to help you, and to believe in the, you know, the death of Jesus, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, your Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for everything you've done in our lives. And I ask this in your precious and holy name, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. I just wanted to thank you all real quick. Just thank each and every one of you for listening to the podcast, for following the Jason Beck Show. You know, for those that have stuck with me through the evolution of it changing to a Christian and conservative podcast and implementing God's Word in Jesus Christ. I just want to thank everyone that has kept following. You know, you're such a blessing to me. I wouldn't be possible without each and every one of you. So in the description box, wherever that is, if any of you can help support the show in any way that you can, any products that you purchase, you know, if you purchase EMP Shield with the coupon code JEB, or any of the, you know, My Patriot Supply, or you get gear from the Jason Beck Show, gear, shirts, or anything, one-time donations, a monthly donation as well, too, that's all there, any way that you can help. You know, there's still a few things that I need to get. You know, I need to get a desk. I need to get a better microphone for the computer as well, too. So there's still other stuff, because I have my YouTube channel that you can also follow me on too. I need to get a better camera. I need to get a camera for that also too. And some, you know, get an editing program. So anything that you can help bless the show with, you know, to anything at all. So I just want to thank you all for your support. Continue prayers. And next episode, I'll be telling you something exciting about the prayer line I was talking about. That's right. I'm going to have a schedule I'm going to share with each and every one of you. As far as times that you can call, there's a phone number that you can call where I can go ahead and, you know, anytime that you need prayer, you can call during that time. And I'll be there to pray with each and every one of you, or anybody that needs prayer. So thank you so much. Love you all, and have a wonderful and blessed day. Take care. Bye-bye.